Hey, everybody, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. This is Andrew Colvett, back for your intro, but rest assured, Charlie's here. He's just nursing a voice that sounds pretty bad. You'll hear him in this episode. So to save his voice, I'm going to be doing the intros today. We talk about the new Iran hacking, the Trump campaign story, what it means. What are they not telling you? What's really kind of going on here? And compare and contrast it to what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop story. And then we also play back some of the tape from the rally in New York and explain why it's important to campaign in New York. Make them play defense on their own terrain. That and much more. If this show means something to you, please consider going to members.charliekirk.com. That's members.charliekirk.com and becoming a member today. You make us bulletproof. You make us censorship proof. Give us the courage to speak boldly and loudly without fear of cancellation. You also get a ton of benefits, including members only lounges at our events. So you get to see the interviews take place in real time. And then we also put Charlie's exclusive interviews ad-free and before the public gets to see them at members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This is Andrew Colvett, executive producer of this fine show, and I'm joined by Blake Neff, another one of our producers, and the man himself, Charlie Kirk, who's going
to
be
doing the show.
Yeah, so Charlie woke up this morning. His voice was completely gone. It sounds great, Charlie. You told the audience, you warned them, actually, that you were going to work harder this year than any other previous election, any other previous year of your career. And I think what you've done this last week is a testament to how hard you work. You have been crisscrossing the country. You've been in Nebraska. You've been in Wichita with Tucker. You were in Pennsylvania yesterday with Vivek Ramaswamy at University of Pittsburgh. You have Penn today, right? And so, I mean, I don't know how you do it, man. We're grateful that you've shown up this morning. I don't know if you want to try and how much you want to try and say hello, but the floor is yours if you want.
I got plenty of energy. I just don't have a voice. So we're going to try to work through that.
Yep. Absolutely.
You sound like you're in a Martin Scorsese movie, you know? Like you go east and you basically sound like a mobster film extra.
Yeah. Charlie, yeah, you're embracing the scene.
I'm here to help.
Yeah. So we're going to start today off with the Iran story. Blake, I don't know if you want to take it. I could take lead here, but this broke yesterday evening, and you know, the FBI is saying there's nothing to see here, folks, except for the fact that Iran hacked the Trump campaign. Sounds like in July, and then sent those emails to the then Biden campaign. Blake.
Yeah. So, as you say, breaking yesterday. There's been rumors about this going around before, so this is more the FBI elaborating on things that we'd already heard about. But apparently, hackers allegedly linked with Iran managed to hack the emails and other information from the Trump campaign. And according to the FBI, they then sent this information to the Joe Biden campaign back when that was still nominally a thing in existence. And that's basically all we have at this point. They don't say what the information was. They claim that the Democrats didn't make use of it, and that they have been, and the Democrats claim they've been cooperating with the FBI. So we don't really have too much more off of it. Obviously, Trump has made much more off of it. I think it's very funny in general that this is a story, but it's a lot more muted than certain things you may recall in 2020 or 2016, where, oh my God, they're hacking the Democrats. This is an attack on our democracy. You remember all of the talk like that. And of course, we had approximately 500,000. Exactly. Okay, it was 50 Intel experts, Intel veterans, who, you know, released that statement saying, don't believe anything that comes out bad about the Biden campaign because it's going to be Russian disinfo. And you notably are not seeing them run ahead of the ball here, where, oh, anything you release is going to be bad Iranian disinfo because they're worried about Trump. In fact, if anything, I feel like this story is setting up the opposite, that they're saying, oh, the Democrats didn't leak it, they're being good guys, but if something bad about Trump drops in the last 2 weeks, I think the posture will be, well, presumably it's true because Iran got it directly from the Trump campaign. So I think we're already seeing how reaction to these things can play out very differently through a partisan lens.
Yeah, Blake, that was my take as well here. And if we roll back the clock, and gosh, Charlie, I remember doing this with you in some detail, is the fact that, you know, actually authorities had Hunter Biden's laptop all the way going back to October of 2019, and then spent a year getting ahead of that story in order to shield culpability from bad actors, namely Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and anybody else attached to that story. So they were doing tabletop exercises in Aspen with social media companies on how to get ahead of disinformation. There was a concerted effort by the intel community to get ahead of that story. Conversely, this is saying this is all authentic and the Democrats had nothing to do with it. They didn't do anything wrong and nothing to see here, folks, except for the fact that we're really good soldiers and we're policing the foreign influence in our elections. And so Trump has come out. Let's go ahead and show image 96. I actually got a chuckle out of this because if you think about it, Trump's onto something here, actually, because he's getting to just how egregious this actually should be considered to be. Wow, just out. The FBI caught Iran spying on my campaign and giving all the information to the Kamala Harris campaign. Therefore, she and her campaign were illegally spying on me, to be known as the Iran case. Will Kamala resign in disgrace from politics? Will the communist left pick a new candidate to replace her? Obviously, that's not going to happen. But I think what Trump is doing is that he's getting ahead in his own way and sort of painting the stakes here and explaining this is a really, really big deal. If they were complicit in any way, if they accepted it, if they looked at these emails, if they passed them around. Now, the FBI is saying they didn't do this. And Democrats are saying we have really stringent protocols in place to avoid looking at suspicious emails or working with foreign actors inadvertently. So they're claiming that they're in the clear. But again, something smells here a little bit, and it's namely because we've seen the pattern of behavior from Democrats in the past.
According to the FBI, it's kind of funny how they frame it. They make it sound like Iran basically sent unsolicited emails to people connected to the Democratic president, that is Joe Biden. And it says there's no evidence that any of the recipients responded. And so I guess the defense is maybe all the emails literally just went into a spam filter. You know, it's like a Nigerian scam or one of those scam emails you can get. And it just went spam filtered. Maybe that's how they did it. It might not be the most sophisticated op. But it's also possible this is just, it's very telling what they don't say. There's no evidence any of them responded. That's not the same thing as them not seeing it. And like I said, I'll have to double check this, but I'm pretty sure there's been a lot of rumors and discussion about hacked materials floating around about the Trump campaign and whether any of that will be used. My suspicion is kind of that there's probably not that much to it. In general, everything negative you were ever going to hear about Donald Trump and his campaign has been out there at this point. It gets out there pretty efficiently. And so I'm not sure what Iran was going to find. This might matter if you were like a true blue Democrat believer who thinks that Trump really did collude with Russia, but he didn't. So
I will say that, you know, one of the first things that came to my mind is, you know, there is a lot of coordination going on with the campaign. The campaign's sort of playing quarterback that, you know, with a lot of the GOTV efforts based on that FEC rule change. Now, the campaign and the RNC can coordinate with different GOTV groups like Turning Point Action. So there is data being shared. There is different things being shared. And so, you know, you get the inside track on actual strategy that may be in play.
Today, I want to talk to you about a very important issue. If you've recently engaged any sort of restricted diet or have taken medications to lose weight for the summer, be careful. There's a big chance that you create a nutrient deficiency that not only can harm your overall health, as it could jeopardize your weight loss goals. You know, 75% of Americans are deficient in magnesium. Magnesium is a crucial mineral that is involved in over 600 biological reactions and offers amazing benefits for sleep, stress management, and hormone balance, all key supporters for keeping your weight on healthy levels. And if you're still taking medications, you may be dealing with uncomfortable side effects like lack of sleep, digestive issues, or irritability that can also compromise your willingness to a long-term commitment to your goals. With or without medications, it is critical to set healthy habits to help you maintain your weight over time. Making sure you have all the magnesium you need to optimally function is one of them. Don't let a magnesium deficiency derail your goals. Try Magnesium Breakthrough today and give your body the support it needs to thrive. Unlike other supplements, Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio Optimizers contains all 7 forms of magnesium that your body can actually absorb, ensuring you get the full spectrum of benefits. This approach will support you to achieve your goals and to maintain your weight while you secure your overall health. For an exclusive offer, go to buyoptimizers.com/Kirk, promo code Kirk10. That is Kirk10 to save an extra 10%. And if you subscribe, not only will you get amazing discounts and free gifts, you'll make sure your monthly support is guaranteed. Buyoptimizers.com/Kirk, promo code Kirk10.
Charlie is the walking wounded over here. I just want everybody to know, Charlie feels great. He feels great. He sounds like death, but he feels
the voice is getting better, isn't it? A little bit.
It's getting a little bit better. It's getting a little bit better. So we have the medic currently servicing Charlie and trying to nurse his voice back to health. So Charlie sent me a note. His big question with the Iran story. Did the Biden-Harris camp know foreign actors were doing this? Did they report this immediately after they received the info? I think that's a TBD, Charlie. I don't think we know the answer here yet. And it seems like the FBI is doing everything they can to sort of shield them from culpability here, which, again, is just completely different than the vibe that we got in the Hunter Biden laptop story or any number of other stories where if Trump is implicated, then it's the worst possible, you know, essentially approach from our intel community. And this seems like they're kind of trying to shield them from any blame.
So I want to play cut 98 here. I have something to say here. Play cut 98.
On Wednesday, the president and vice chairman of Microsoft issuing a stark warning to Congress.
There are real and serious threats. And it is an election where Russia, Iran, and China are united with a common interest in discrediting democracy in the eyes of our own voters. But this has also become an election of Iran versus Trump and Russia versus Harris.
Okay, so I will speak on behalf of Charlie here so that he can take a break. He says that this is definitely not the election. The election is not Iran versus Trump. It is not Russia versus Harris. It is Trump versus Harris. And it's also the ruling class versus the people. And when they set up this framing of Iran versus Trump, Russia versus Harris, what they're basically doing is, you know, your vote this November is voting for which country you're going to go to war with. But you've got to go to war with someone. You can't vote for peace. You are voting for war no matter what. So get ready. It's going to be a fun ride. And it's very wild that they do this. Like, again, we basically have a story of Iran hacked some emails and They do this over and over. It's always the temptation of the security state, the DC establishment, to stoke conflict with foreign powers, both because they benefit from it and just because it's what they've been doing for decades. They don't really know another way to exist, which is why they were so furious when, you know, Trump tried to choose a different path, and they're so unhinged at the idea that he might come back in with a anti-war program. So we have to be alert to how they are framing these things, because they would like nothing better than, if they do get Trump back in, to still drag us into some sort of dumb war that we absolutely do not need. We saw them try it many times in his first term.
Yeah, and this is, I think this is a,
that's right, Blake.
The point that, yeah, the point that Charlie's making here is like, you know, Trump wins, we get Iran, a war with Iran. Kamala wins, we get a war with Russia. And to your point, Blake, I think it's something that we've talked about on the show a lot, is that the security state has become so bloated and so large and so powerful that they have a reason for being, right? Their reason for being is to look for potential conflicts everywhere. This is their full-time job. We have thousands and thousands of personnel dedicated to this. And so they insert themselves into domestic policy by way of these foreign interference threats, by these press conferences. And, you know, all of this becomes the domestic main reason, main policy, main reason for being for us here domestically, because we have funded these people to stoke conflict and to create conflict, and Trump is an existential threat to them. And so, of course, they're going to insert themselves 60 days before an election. Of course, they're going to insert themselves 40 days before an election. So this is, I think the point is that Charlie's making is that they are essentially asserting their importance here. They're asserting the fact that America is going to be at a place of forever war, whether we like it or not.
I'd like to flag, it's amazing that our security state is so eager to start, you know, at a minimum, look, can we please get a war with Iran at least if Trump wins? It's not talked about much, but in addition to the humiliation in Afghanistan, Joe Biden's been losing another war right now. We've been bombing the Houthis in Yemen ever since October 7th, and we have failed. If you check that conflict, the United States Navy has lost that war. The United States Air Force has lost that war. So just another reason to not vote for continuing the war status quo.
As students begin heading back to school, I want to tell you about a great learning opportunity. Look, I know you're part of the most informed audience in radio. After all, you listen to my radio show. Well, I'm happy to tell you that my good friends at Hillsdale College have made it so easy for you to learn even more with the Hillsdale College Podcast Network. You can learn more from Hillsdale by listening to one of its excellent podcasts while taking a walk or driving to work. The content and quality of Hillsdale podcasts include The Larry Arnn Show, The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, and the Online Courses podcast are top-notch. I listen to them all the time. You can find them on all major podcast platforms. With more than 2 million downloads, the Hillsdale College Podcast Network is one of the many ways my friends at Hillsdale are defending liberty on the battlefield of education. Find your new favorite podcast today on the Hillsdale College Podcast Network. Go to charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com, Charlie, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com.
We should move on to the Trump rally that happened last night on Long Island. Now, this was a zany story, Blake and Charlie. Yesterday, if you remember, we started the day thinking that Trump was going to be the victim of a third attempted assassination plot. It turned out that was not true. It was a false alarm. There was some sort of mishap that happened with a canine unit that was doing sort of explosives work. They were trying to detect explosives with a canine unit. And that turned out, thankfully, to be a false alarm, according to Nassau PD. But it was actually sort of the story behind the story that there were so many people early in the morning already lining up for this rally in New York, which I have to say, Blake and Charlie, was one of the most high energy, best rallies that Trump has hosted in some time. Now, I like to think that the one that Turning Point hosted in Gilbert was even better when RFK endorsed him, you know, but perhaps I'm biased. But you could absolutely tell from the tone and tenor of President Trump yesterday evening that he loves being in New York. It's like something about being in his home state. It takes him to another level, and I think we saw that on full display last night.
Yeah, we have some footage of the rally, which I think it was quite electric. I didn't watch it myself. I was listening to Mark Halpern talk about it on his two-way yesterday. We like our Mark Halpern here, and he said it fits into something we've talked about, that Trump's campaign has really tried to, this is weird to say, like, you know, they've tried to show the soft, more personal side of Trump, where he's often at his best, you know, like when he went to East Palestine, when he's just sort of interacting with people one to one. You get a lot of great content that can go very viral online. And I think that was a big reason he went to New York. He's going there, of course, to boost New York Republicans. A lot of New York Republicans really like Trump. But he's also going there because I think it gets him, you know, it gets him in his home element. He's not originally from Florida. He's originally from New York. And they receive him really well, and he has a lot of fun with it. Here, let's just play some of the clips from it. How about number 100?
I am announcing tonight that as president, I will officially make the Ground Zero site at the World Trade Center a national monument, protected and maintained by the United States government, so that hallowed ground and the memory of those who perished there will be preserved for all time, preserved forever.
Now, if you're a New Yorker, that is a pretty important thing to hear. I think it hits harder if you are from New York. Now, this is a debate that we talk about on this show. You know, Trump is not going to win New York, most likely, right? Now, that knowing
he is not.
Yeah, there's people in this audience that are going to be like, no, New York's in play. New York's in play. It's like, listen, I actually love him going to New York. I'm not anti him going to New York. I'm pro him going to New York, actually. First of all, it's a great place to raise money. And he was getting some amazing, amazing viral clips. He was the first president in American history to make a Bitcoin transaction earlier in the day. And then he also had this great viral clip with Liam, who's an 8-year-old with a rare brain disorder. We're going to play that clip in just a second. These things matter, and it also matters that he's playing offense on their terrain. So it has a compounding effect, and I think a positive effect across many different channels, and it has many different impacts. And so whether or not he actually has a real chance to win New York, to me, is secondary to the fact that, A, it's a great place to raise money, B, you get viral clips, and C, you're saying to the world, we're confident in our campaign. And I believe when you do this and you play where the and the left's terrain and their strongholds like New York and California, it was just in California last week, you are actually helping boost states like Virginia, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Mexico, these states that are sort of second tier targets for the campaign, that, hey, if we run the inside straight on election night and it turns out that we've got more support than the polling has indicated, you might end up picking off of Virginia. You might end up picking off a New Hampshire. You might end up picking off an NE2, and we can talk about that in just a little bit. But that, I think that's actually underneath the sort of play for New York, which everybody wants New York to go red. It would be the first time since Reagan. I think underneath it just sends a message of confidence to the entire electorate and to his base that we're playing to win, we're playing aggressively, and there's a lot more states at play than the media would have you think. Charlie?
I agree with that. Yeah, look, I'm trying my best here, but Trump is at his best when he plays offense. Trump is at his best when he plays offense. And being in New York, he was also raising money there yesterday. So I was pleased to see it.
All right.
Good.
How about we get into the Nebraska thing? We get emails about this all the time. Well, we know people want updates on it, so.
Well, hold on. First of all, I want to underscore a point I made here.
One of the reasons I lost my voice. For the record, Nebraska news is one of the reasons I lost my voice, because I didn't get a chance to take a traditional Shabbat. And instead, we brought the whole team out to Nebraska. And I talked all day long and went to a football game, all that stuff. And we had some good news Blake can share.
Do you want to hear your last thing, Andrew, or should I just get into it?
All right. Yeah, this is Liam. Everybody I've showed this clip to ends up getting a little misty. It's a tearjerker, so I warn you. So this is Liam. He's 8 years old. He has a rare brain disorder. Trump found out about it, sent him a letter on his birthday, and which is part of this clip, I believe. Maybe Ryan cut it short. If you don't, get the original too, Ryan. But the 102 is Trump took time before he went on stage. He even gave Liam a shout out from stage last night. He took time to deliver him a present. And I guess Liam got good seats at the rally last night. So let's go ahead and play cut 102.
I'm supposed to be in that stage, but that doesn't matter. Because I got you the best president you'll ever have. This is the best president you'll ever have. How are you, Bob?
Very good.
Hi, Mom. Okay, honey, this is yours. And in there is real good stuff. Okay? So beautiful.
Thank you.
See? Look at that. Look at these great photographers. And we're going to have that picture of a life, okay? You and I. Is she going to come out and watch me?
Of course.
Because I left the stage in order to come and say hello to
you. How special you are.
Okay, honey? So beautiful. So you take care of Mom and Dad? Is that your sister, right?
Yeah, he's care of us with a lot of gray hair.
So why don't you do this? Take care of yourself. It's okay, I'm going to go right after
you.
Take care of yourself, honey, okay? I wish I looked like that. If I looked like that, I'd be president.
So, Charlie, you were blowing us up about this when you saw this clip last night. You were like, this is President Trump at his best. He is a man of the people. I mean, certainly this is the more private interactions, the better. Trump 2.0, more local, more retail, more viral clips. This is Charlie's advice to the campaign. Less rallies, more intimate. Show the human side of President Trump. And this was that moment. And this was a follow-up to what we saw, I think, just probably like 4 or 5 days ago on Liam's 8th birthday. Check this out, 103. And this one will get you misty-eyed.
Hold on. Carefully. Can you read it? Out loud? Yeah. Sure. It says, Dear Liam, happy 8th birthday. Mrs. Trump and I hope you enjoy this special occasion surrounded by the love of your family and friends. We are so encouraged by the strength and determination you have shown throughout your young life and send our love and best wishes to you as you continue to fight. Remember, you are never alone, and we are keeping you in our thoughts and prayers for continued health, for continued care and good health. May God bless you and your family. Stay strong. Sincerely. Can you tell me who signed that? Donald. He knew it was your birthday coming up? What do you say to him?
Thank you. I love you.
What else did he say?
Thank you.
Maybe it's just because I have 3 little kids, but that clip absolutely ruins me to see how happy this kid who's had such a tough life with this brain disorder reacting to President Trump, giving him a personal note there.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Did you know that 80% of adults take supplements to feel our best, right? Well, one thing your dog can't do without you is improve their diet or health to feel their best. That is why I believe Rough Greens could dramatically help your best friend by adding what is missing to their diet like you do. Rough Greens is helping thousands and thousands of dogs feel better and live longer, including my dog, Mr. Briggs, who loves it. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, who created Rough Greens, is also an airborne ranger and Green Beret, an amazing background. He loves dogs and is on a mission to help as many as he can. Dog food is dead. And Rough Greens supplements your dog's food with existing vitamins and minerals, omega oils, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and antioxidants. Dr. Black is offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. So fetch your free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover shipping. Don't change your dog's food. Just go to roughgreens.com/Kirk, RUFFgreens.com/Kirk.
Blake, Charlie, I'm going to let you guys run point here on the Nebraska news, but suffice to say, it's a live ball. Nebraska winner take all is a live ball.
Yeah. So let me speak as much as I can about this, which is not a lot, both literally and metaphorically, by the way. So we were in Nebraska this last weekend. We had some private meetings. We also did a lot of stuff, man on the street. And there hasn't been a lot of news on winner take all. But I'm going to have Blake walk you through what is now public. There are letters and commitments of voting and seems to be some momentum, last minute momentum to try to get winner take all passed. Blake, walk our audience through it.
Sure thing, Charlie. So first of all, just in case people have forgotten or you weren't around here in the springtime when we first really started talking about this, what matters here? So Nebraska is one of 2 states, Maine is the other, that doesn't award all its electoral votes to the statewide winner automatically. Instead, they give single electoral votes for each district in the state. And that's not a great thing because one of Nebraska's districts is essentially just Omaha and the area immediately around it. And notably, Joe Biden won that in 2020. I believe Barack Obama won it in 2008. So it's a district that can go blue. And given Nebraska's overall a very Republican state, it's basically just handing Democrats a free electoral vote now in this election. In the past, that didn't matter too much. But due to the census realignment we've had in since 2020, states have changed their electoral vote totals. And the situation is such that it's highly, it's not the most likely scenario, but it's quite plausible that we would get a 270 to 268 Democrat win. For example, if Kamala Harris holds on to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and we get the other swing states, that actually is a 270, 268 Democrat win. If we make Nebraska winner take all, it's 269, 269, goes to the House, we have a shot. There's other scenarios similar to that. So we have been fighting very hard at this show to get Nebraska to convene a special legislative session and make their state winner take all in November. They absolutely can do this. They have a Republican supermajority in their legislature. They have the ability to call a special session. This could be done. And so we've been fighting hard for it. Several of our allies in Nebraska have been fighting for it. And we were there this past weekend to urge them to take this up and at least make sure, if it doesn't happen, that we did everything possible to bring it about so that we don't feel, you know, what could have been. And we can't say everything that's happened. It'll probably make a funny story one day if this all works out. But what we can say is yesterday, the entire Nebraska congressional delegation, so that's Mike Flood, Deb Fisher, Pete Ricketts, Don Bacon, and Adrian Smith, that's their House members and their senators, they all released a letter they had signed encouraging Governor Pillen and Speaker Arch of the Nebraska legislature. They called on them to implement winner-take-all. This is useful, I believe, because especially Don Bacon, he represents that Omaha district, and one of the justifications for not doing this is that it would make him more vulnerable in this election. So we want to praise him for, if there is that risk, that he sees that the country is more important. Winning this election is the most important thing. We also, I know this is going to sound funny to you, but Senator Lindsey Graham, Lady Graham, was in, we're going to call him Lindsey Graham for this one. He was in Nebraska on Wednesday. He also met with lawmakers in that state, encouraging them to adopt winner-take-all and really laying out why this is so important as a national issue. This is not a Nebraska thing. This is not some peculiar local issue. This is of national importance and could save the country. So we'll thank Senator Lindsey Graham for this one, for getting behind us on this issue. And so we're not there yet, but there's momentum building for one last push.
This is from the Nebraska Examiner. And basically, one of the holdouts has been Senator Mike McDonald of Omaha, and he switched from Democrat to Republican earlier this year. But he said at the time he would never support winner take all. Five people attending the meeting confirmed that McDonald told the group he was looking for ways to get to yes. So that's a huge update. And then it's also from this: several who attended the meeting said some senators who had wavered earlier showed more support now for changing Nebraska to winner-take-all to a winner-take-all system of awarding electoral votes this year. Those are huge updates.
Huge.
To see that McDonald is coming around is probably the key. If you do the math, McDonald becomes basically the key vote. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and bearing with us as Charlie nurses his voice. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.